Got a special, matter of fact, really speaking of testimonies, we've got the word tonight that's going to be shared, and there's a testimony that goes with this about healing. Now, for the past few weeks, we've been talking about healing in our Healed series, and tonight we're going to gather around the word here. We're going to listen to what the word says. We're going to hear a testimony, and then we're going to pray for one another. We're going to worship a little bit more towards the end of service. But would you just welcome Pastor Bob tonight? Bring in the word.
Drug. When the moon made me sick, when the wall made me crash my car, and make me feel three feet thick. I want a new drug.
All right. I'm telling you, that's what this is all about tonight. This is the key to what I got to talk about. It's one that won't make me feel sick. That's right. Right here, right now. You know, I'm so excited to be here tonight, but I'm excited to be here tonight for the first time preaching in front of you, drug-free. Now, that might surprise some of you, but I'm talking about prescriptions here too. You know, today we're supposed to feel no pain, no pressure, no sorrow, no anything. There's a pill for everything. Look at our kids. You know, today, if I was a kid, I'm telling you, I'd be like ADD, ADHD, blah, 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 whatever. I'd be all those things, you know. They'd have me on Ritalin. What's wrong with just being a kid? You know, I had my own chair in Vice Principal Chapman's office. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be on pills today. I'd be on an IV. I'd be sedated to the max. You know, I'll tell you what, they don't want you to feel any pain, but pain can help us grow, doggone it. Yeah. You know, God wants us to feel. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to grow, to trust Him, grow in Him, and hopefully realize how much we need Him. We will have pain, but here at Resurrection Life Church, we have the answer. I'm gonna show you right now a little bit of Job 5, 7 through 9. This one's great because we're talking about all the things we're not supposed to feel and what kind of trouble all of us are. It says, people are born for trouble as readily as sparks fly up from a fire. Now, this next line, you got to remember Eliphaz here. He was maybe a little out of line with Job, so we'll just kind of look at it anyway. If I were you, I'd go to God and present my case to Him. But now I'm going to bring you the truth. The last one here is, He does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. Amen. You know, forever, we've had crutches. We've had all kinds of crutches. And I'm going to tell you, we still got crutches. I don't know what your crutch is. Maybe it's, let's see here. Maybe it's a little Jack Daniel's Black Label.
Awful quiet in here.
Yeah, it is. Maybe it's some pills, you know? Maybe that's your thing. Or maybe it's the ganja. That's going, here, will you take that back to safe, please? Or maybe it's prescriptions. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about tonight, because I'm going to share a story about prescriptions. As I said, I'm off of all of them, and I'm telling you something, Jesus is my crutch.
Come on now.
You know, about 15 years ago, I was vice president of the camera shop. It was a time of transition in that business. We were moving from film to digital. There was a lot of competition in this town. There was a new national chain in here. I had it coming down on me all over at work. I was Mr. Mom. I had to drive to Sutton's Bay three times a day. We had a house that was way more than we needed. I had to crack a $3,000 plus a month house payment. And on top of all that, I was having trouble with my marriage. And, of course, next thing I knew, I'm being told, well, you need something to kind of take all that off, to kind of mellow you out. And what happened was my doc, who's a good Christian man, who loves me, there was a brand new drug on the market at the time, and it was, of course, something to take the edge off for me. And when it first came out, the company that made that drug, they knew all the side effects, but they really weren't too upfront about that. And so, you know, my doc did the best he could, put me on that. And like I said, I was on that for 15 years, and I just wasn't the same guy. It was interesting because about 4 years ago, I decided, you know, I don't need that anymore. I'm going to get off it. And I'm telling you, it was ugly. You know, those TV commercials, I just love them. It's like, you need this fantastic drug with the sunset and the people in the background and all this. And then the whole commercial is this right here. I'm going to read you the side effects, especially manifest themselves when you're trying to get off of this. I'm going to read you this particular drug. First of all, severe side effects, nausea, headaches, mood swings, cognitive problems. Of course, since I'm crazy, nobody noticed that. lightheadedness, brain zaps, irritability. Well, if you haven't cooked with me, that's kind of irrelevant too. But anyway, nightmares, anger and wanting to fight. Now, I'm telling you, when I was trying to get off that 4 years ago, on my own, I was dealing with extreme depression. I felt like I had a gray cloud over me all the time. I had this urge to want to fight. I was really ticked off at the whole world, and it was miserable. I was having flashes. I was having terrible nightmares. It was awful. And after 2.5 weeks, I threw in the towel. I said, bring me the drugs. Now, this is what really gets me. These are the less severe, by whose opinion? Fuzzy brain, increased sensitivity to pain, anxiety, nervousness, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, dizziness, fainting, falling down, numbness, body aches, psychosis, tremors, memory loss, blurry vision, poor focus, confusion, night sweats, hot and cold flashes, insomnia, suicidal feelings, paranoia, twitching, muscle aches, joint pain, irregular and pounding heart, weakness, fatigue, ringing ears, vertigo, dislocation, not knowing where you are, feeling like you're falling, flu-like symptoms, intestinal pain, and it keeps going. I mean, really, if you knew this stuff, you'd have to be crazy to get on it. But, you know, I was ready to get off it. Now, I'm not telling you to get off your meds. I'm not telling you to ignore your doctor. You know, God has given us many resources to make us better. And I'm telling you, you need to listen to your doctor. You need to take your meds. But for me, I was done. And there was several things that I was on. First of all, I was on blood pressure medication. And that stuff just made me feel awful all the time. I did a little bit of research into it, and I figured out I can take blood pressure meds, or I can get off my lazy butt, and I can do a big walk every day, or I can ride my bike. And you know what? The second option not only made me feel better, but it made me healthier. So after all these years trying to get off this thing before, suddenly, thanks to Obamacare, I find myself in a position a few months back where this particular drug, and my doctor had been hooking me up with samples. Little did I know, over 15 years, I went through $40,000 worth of samples. But they had stopped it so that you couldn't sample it anymore, and there was no other substitutes, no generics. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call in a 30-day supply for you, and then we'll figure out what to do, because he said, I'll try to step you off it again. So I said, cool. I go over here to Walmart, and I walk in there, and the girl says, hey, Pastor Bob, you here to pick that up? And I'm like, yeah, I sure am, unless I can't afford it. She brings it over the counter. It's over $300 for a 30-day supply. I'm like, later. I came right back over here. I grabbed Trish, and I go into Pastor's office, and I said, you know what? I have no choice here. I've got to give this to the Lord. I said, I can't do this. I'm done. I'm going to give it to the Lord. We prayed together, and I will never forget the last thing Pastor said to me as I'm leaving his office, as he says, let's do this. So I'm like, yeah, let's do this, okay? So, yeah. So Anyway, then within a few days, I had taken it to some of the prayer team. Nan and Jay were down with this, Dustin and Evie. Deb, they all said, let's do this. You know, God does not want us to do this alone. He wants us to do it with others. Everybody here, we've got prayer teams up here. But most importantly, he wants us to do it with him.
That's right.
You know, that a few days after that, we had a prayer meeting. And at that prayer meeting, it was a situation where everybody was kind of praying with me about this. We were getting all kinds of things coming down. And it was really awesome. And what had happened was many of my friends, medical professionals, and even some of my Christian friends, you know, you can't do this, man. Don't do it. You cannot do this cold turkey. You can't do it. And so I said, hey, you know what? I'm giving it to the Lord. And you know what they said to me was, hey, good luck with that, you know. Good luck with that. Well, I'll tell you what, that night at prayer, the Lord came to me and told me just as plain as I'm talking to you right now, he said, we'll show them. He said, we'll show them, you know. Also, some of my friends in this case, my Christian friends, several of them, they said, you know, hey, dude, good luck with that. You know, maybe you think my faith isn't big enough. And I would never judge if someone's faith is big enough. But you know what? Maybe you don't think your faith is big enough. And let me tell you, Jesus told you about that. Pastors told us this, I don't know how many times recently. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. And you guys know from that lesson, that's minuscule. That's almost nothing. Matthew 17:20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, because they didn't believe that they had the power, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Amen. Nothing will be impossible for you. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, about the time all this was coming down, Trish had a vision too that she shared with me. She had this vision right about when we were doing the praying and so on. And she said she had this vision of me all healthy, glowing, somebody she didn't even know. Pastor had a similar vision. He didn't remember seeing it. He said, but you know what? He said, that was the Holy Spirit talking. He said, but I can't wait to meet Bob, you know? So I'm telling you what, God can do all this stuff, but you have to do something too. You have to stop limiting the unlimitable. The Lord God is unlimitable.
Right.
Matthew 8:16. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. All the symptoms. You know, the symptoms, I just went through that big list for you. Those are the symptoms that we normally are facing. But you know what? It doesn't take two things into consideration on that. One of them is the you factor, the me factor. Okay? The other thing is the Jesus factor. You know, they said that this thing would takes anywhere from 6 weeks to 8 months, but some people never get over the symptoms of it. And I'm telling you what, the Lord carried me through that. I had the most minor for a few days problems with that, and it was done. It was gone because I gave it to him. I gave it to Jesus. I released the power. We prayed and we believed. We prayed, I don't accept these effects, and I thank Jesus for eliminating them. We prayed that, and you know what? It happened. Slowly, we began to see the old Bobo. Thank you. He's been gone for a long time. We did this. You need to honor God by taking the limits off of him. You need to pray bold prayers. You need to expect him to come through. You need to know how much he loves you. You need to know how much he's there for you. You know, if you come to him with these things, do you think he wants to disappoint you? You, somebody that he loves? No, he does not. God sees you. Have your trust and your confidence in him. You need to live breakthrough-minded. I'm going to tell you the good news. We can look at the day, we can look at the cross. We can look at the day of the cross and shout for joy because we're all accepted into the new covenant. That's all of us, real people. Us, real people. Not just the Jews, us. It says in Romans 11, 17, but some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the people of Israel have been broken off. And you Gentiles, that's us, who were the branches from a wild olive tree, that's me, have been grafted in. So now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. It was at the cross our sins were forgiven, buried in the deepest sea, never to be remembered ever again, never again. It was there at the cross that our sickness and disease were removed and we received divine health. Believe it. Isaiah 53, 5. We're talking, yeah, this is Old Testament, but he's talking about the Lord here. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Satan is defeated. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. Acts 10:38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. You know, how many people will argue about all this healing stuff being for the past? This time is past. It's come past. In fact, you know, they will say that all the fruits of the Spirit are past. You know, I get into this discussion a lot, and what I tell them is I say, show me where it's in the past. Show me where it's not current right now. Of course they can't. And I'm telling you all, look at me. You know, look at me. Look what's happened to me. I'm telling you, this is for now. It used to be that every time I would get a good promise from God, from his word, the devil would be right there to tell me, that's not for you. That's not for people now. It's not for nowadays. It's a lie. Sometimes we have to unlearn things before we can learn the right things. Our minds are full of things, maybe religious things, that are not really true. You know, in this world right now, and even in the church right now, a lot of people believe that all these things I'm telling you are not true. Problem is, here I am. I'm in your face and I'm healed. This is what you need to do when you're hearing these questions. Come to God's word in a careful, diligent, reverent, and prayerful manner. See what God's word has to say on the subject. Matthew 7:8. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. I'm telling you what, my God is big. No, my God is bigger. No, I'm telling you what, my God is the biggest. The biggest. He can do all this with ease. He can take all this away like that. All things are possible with our God. 8 years ago, I got cancer. It was really weird because it really didn't even shake me. The reason was very simple. I never saw myself sick or dying. I saw myself well. His words were my medicine. They are life.
That's right.
Proverbs 4:20 through 22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body.
Amen. That's good.
I'll tell you what else. I don't get sick anymore. If you see yourself sick, unhealed, or getting worse, the word has departed from your eyes. It's right there. I've watched Pastor Tony denounce sickness, command it to leave, and you know what? It does. That's a fact. Sickness still tries to grab me. I've seen it try to grab Pastor, and, you know, it tries for a day, maybe two, and then it's like, I'm out of here, man. No more never-ending sickness. I used to get a severe respiratory infection once or twice every year. That would last 6 to 8 weeks. I used to get headaches every day. I had depression. Every winter I had SAD, seasonal affective disorder. A lot of you can relate to that. I used to get colds that would never leave. Jesus can take all these things away. He is all we need. Matthew 8:17. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, He took our sickness and removed our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds, you are healed. Okay? Now, of course, there's some things you can do to help. I'm just saying. You know, we just went through a fast here. And, you know, of course, I think most of you know that a fast is a time to get create some room for God and to concentrate on God. But there's another thing about fasting. The oldest known way to cure disease is by fasting. It's been around since, like, forever. And the deal on that is real simple, because when your body is not using all its energy to digest food, it has all that energy to heal. And it's a proven, absolute scientific fact that works. What we put in our mouths has an effect on us. We all know that, whether we want to admit it or not. You know, I mean, if you're having Jack Daniels for dinner and a couple cigarettes, I don't think you're going to feel too good. You know what I mean? And then we all know about exercise. I don't even need to preach on that. Since I went through this thing, since I got rid of this, I've never felt better. I have energy. I sleep better. I have my health. Now, there's another key to doing this, and that key is you need to speak it.
That's right.
Yes, bold prayers. We talked about that a moment ago. But you also need others to speak in agreement with you. That's where the power comes from. Just like when I went into pastor's office with Trish, when I knew that I had to face that, the three of us prayed together in agreement. Matthew 16:19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now the father of lies will tell you, you can't. You won't. You need your crutches. In fact, you're not even you without your crutches. Lies, 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 lies. There are many here tonight who are suffering pain, depression, disease, and sickness. I'm going to ask you this. Are you going to believe what the father of lies tells us? Are you going to decide you want to remain in suffering, or are you going to choose freedom? Why does God even want to do these things? Why does He want to take these things away from us? First of all, He promised He would.
That's right.
Second of all, He wants to. His magnificent power is glorified through this. He loves you. You know, it's really just that simple. Romans 8, 38 and 39. I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay? Now, this all sounds great. It all sounds fine. But you know what? I'm going to tell you these very simple words. Don't give up. Keep trying. Like I said a moment ago, it's simple. Jesus loves you. It's just as simple as it was when you were a kid all those years ago. You knew when you were a kid that Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves us. The Bible tells us so. And I'm telling you what, the Bible does tell us that. And the Bible, this book right here, has all the answers. It's not just grace, love, and forgiveness. It's life, it's work, it's marriage. And yes, it even has things in there about health and diet. All right, now here's the bottom line. I've just given you some good medicine, but no medicine works unless you take it. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, that I will be totally healthy and whole, that I will be free from my addictions and my crutches. In Jesus' name, amen.
Boy, that's awesome. I'm going to have the worship team come on back up here. I tell you, there's nothing like a testimony. And I know so many of us, you know, we believe for things, and it seems like sometimes, you know, I'm standing, you know, we just need to keep standing together.